look at me.
Michelle Franzen, the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado flamethrower attack is due in court this afternoon. Court papers show federal authorities have filed federal hate crime charges against Mohammed Sabri Solomon for allegedly attacking people at a rally showing support for Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Eight were injured, two remain in critical condition. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boulder.
They were at his Colorado Springs home overnight. That is about 2 hours away from here. They were going through evidence there, trying to piece together what led Solomon allegedly here to Boulder and where he got this makeshift flamethrower that was allegedly used.
In Gaza, witnesses accuse Israeli forces of opening fire at a food distribution center. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 31 were killed. The IDF denies its troops fired. Senate lawmakers taking up the massive budget bill this week, narrowly passed by the House. Many GOP senators and Democrats, though, opposing those sweeping cuts. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court has posted just some of the cases that it begins to take up during its next term that starts in October.
It's an issue that has sparked allegations of voter fraud. The court will hear a case out of Illinois where a GOP congressman is suing the State Board of Elections, challenging a rule that allows the counting of ballots received up to 14 days after Election Day. The justices will also hear a case involving a privately owned detention center in Colorado where ICE detainees are paid $1 a day for their work. The question there is, can immigrant rights activists sue the facility's owner, alleging it has violated state laws on minimum wage and forced labor?
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. It's another day of volatile storms on tap, with alerts posted from the southeast to the upper plains. And parts of the Midwest will also see that rain and wind mixing with wildfire smoke drifting from Canada. There are more than 180 wildfires burning in Canada. I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. Wisconsin grocers have concerns about the future of the federally funded food share program.
It's Wisconsin's version of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and the House-passed budget reconciliation bill makes deep cuts. Wisconsin Grocers Association President Mike Semin says food share is vital to some grocers.
Some local grocery stores might not make it through. We've asked our members to contact their representatives in Washington to help add to the discussion about what it means to be a community grocer.
The State Department of Health Services reports food share benefits 700,000 residents. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee Public Schools teachers' aide with a pending visa application as a victim of human trafficking has been ordered to self-deport to her home country of El Salvador by Tuesday. Mark Christopher is an attorney representing Yesenia Ruano.
All we're asking is allow her to be here, to be protected, to be safe until that determination can be made.
Ruano has been living in the U.S. since 2011 after being brought here by smugglers. She was granted permission to stay in February after applying for the visa, allowing individuals who've been trafficked to remain while their cases are being processed. She learned during a scheduled check-in at ICE offices in Milwaukee Friday that the Trump administration has reversed that policy. The newest member of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Board of Control is Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher, who says he'll be guided by what's best for the state.
What's good for the state of Wisconsin? And that's what I'm looking forward to giving some input into that area and what we can do for our student athletes in the state of Wisconsin.
Boucher says he also wants to look into emerging sports like boys volleyball and flag football. Boucher's term on the 11-member board will run through 2028.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We will have a little more of that smoky haze in the air today, otherwise partly cloudy, warm, and breezy. We'll get to the upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to an inch or more. High tomorrow in the low 70s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 81.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Hey, we'll hear about some rain that is coming to the Midwest. Then it's time for an update on what's happening in the used machinery market. Let's get perspective on the Maha Commission report from an Indiana farmer.
Live from June. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Then it's former Ambassador Kip Thom. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAMWX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, that is Indiana farmer and former Ambassador Kip Thom that we will have on here to talk about the Maha report.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. He published an op-ed last week. Mm-hmm. We talked about it for a bit on Friday on the free-for-all, and he labeled it straight talk about the Maha, and that's exactly what he did. We are going to get his perspective on it, gain a greater understanding of what he sees as some of the risks that may come from this Maha Commission, Maha Report, the Maha effort. And I know at some point he's going to say, listen, I'm all for making America healthy. Let's do that. But these people, there may be some misguided anti-science at work in that report. We're going to talk to Kip about that.
All right.
So, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you this morning on this Monday morning, our first show of June 2025? Welcome to June, Davis.
Yeah, it's my favorite one so far.
Okay.
But there's lots more coming, you know?
There's lots more coming. 74 beautiful degrees up here in Northeast Iowa. Uh-huh. We are heading for a high of 84 degrees today with as much sun as can get through the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. So. Yeah. 78 degrees here in Kansas City, sunny, sort of, headed for a high of 86 today.
It's a little less than it was. I noticed it in particular on Saturday morning. I was out in the backyard with the dog early in the morning. The sun, I could tell it didn't look right. It had to have been the wildfire smoke making its way all the way down here, Chip.
Yeah. Well, it's all the way down in Georgia, the Florida Panhandle. It's unbelievable how much ground that smoke is covering.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we better get going. Let's get to the news.
We'll start with the National Weather Service. A stationary frontal boundary will focus heavy rainfall and isolated severe thunderstorms across central and south Florida through Tuesday. Meanwhile, a slow-moving frontal boundary will move across the center of the nation with threats of heavy rainfall, severe weather, and gusty winds from the Four Corners region into the upper Midwest through Tuesday evening. That pretty much covers about everybody, Chip.
Yes, it certainly does. That's right.
Well, wheat futures firmed overnight, pulling corn mildly higher this morning while soybeans weakened. The U.S. dollar index was down nearly 550 points, and front-month crude oil futures around $2.50 higher ahead of the open. And currently here, it does look like we've got some mild strength in corn, a little pressure on the beaners there. But look at wheat go, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, wheat is off and running. The winter wheat contracts are trying to catch up to what the spring wheat market did last week.
Hmm. Well, Chip, Congress is back in session, and all eyes will be on the Senate as it begins work on the reconciliation measure passed by the House. Several Republican senators have expressed opposition to President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, citing concerns over its fiscal implications and policy provisions. President Trump announced the U.S. will double its steel import tariff from 25% to 50%. That's as of Wednesday. The move is designed to further shield the domestic steel industry as the U.S. finalizes a high-profile deal between Japanese-owned Nippon Steel and Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. The European Commission swiftly condemned the decision.
Man, oh, man, he is doing everything that he can to bring some steel production back into the country, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. Well, Japanese and U.S. officials have agreed to hold another round of trade negotiations ahead of the G summit later this month. That's after wrapping up their fourth round of talks in Washington on Friday without a final deal. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reaffirmed the importance of addressing tariffs and non-tariff measures, increasing investment, and working together to address economic security. On Friday, President Trump accused China of violating an agreement with the U.S. to mutually roll back tariffs and trade restrictions for critical minerals. Mm-hmm. China said Trump's accusations were, quote, groundless, and promised to take forceful measures to safeguard its interests. In a sharp statement issued today, China's Ministry of Commerce condemned new U.S. restrictions ranging from AI chips and software export controls to student visa revocations as a breach of recent agreements.
Yeah, they're not only going tit for tat now, they're just finger pointing.
Yeah.
You are breaking all the rules. No, you are breaking all the rules. It's crazy.
Well, OPEC Plus has announced another big oil production increase, totaling 411,000 barrels per day for July. Now, Chip, since April, OPEC Plus has made or announced increases totaling 62% of the 2.2 million barrels per day the group aims to add back to the market. OPEC officials said higher summer oil demand favors increasing output at this time. And finally, Chip, Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins announced the release of congressionally mandated emergency livestock relief program payments to cover grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire events in 23 and or 2024. Chip.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Davis. Let's go ahead and bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Hey, buddy. It's good to see you. The forecast has got some rain in it for most of the Midwest for the first half of this week, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of severe weather chances with that as well, but we're looking at widespread rains of an inch or more for the vast majority of southern and eastern Nebraska, Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and then all the way through the central plains, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and into the Ohio Valley. Just widespread rains for this time of the year, some heavy, especially across Kansas, Missouri, and eastern Iowa.
Okay, some heavy. Are we talking about up to, what, 3 inches, something like that?
Yeah, I think the heaviest corridor is kind of from Oklahoma City to Kansas City, where there could be more than 3 inches of rain.
Okay.
And then, you know, up in eastern Iowa, you're looking at pretty widespread inch and three quarters to 2.5 inches up there.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Temperatures are beautiful this morning. We're going to get a little warm this afternoon. What is the outlook? What's the temperature outlook going forward?
Yeah, you know, these above normal temperatures are not going to hang around. You know, I think that as we work past the storm system, we're back to a cooler than normal pattern as we go through the rest of this week and into a good part of next week as well. I really don't see any substantial heat in the forecast through the first half of June.
All right. We talked last week about the BAM longer term outlook into June. It's warmer, it's drier than normal. Have you seen anything to change that longer-term outlook?
Yeah, you know, I still think the first half to two-thirds of June, not as warm and more active, but I am starting to see some signs that heat could start to pick up late June and the central plains could start to dry out a little bit.
All right, Brad, we always enjoy your updates, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Happy Monday morning, everybody. And that means it's time for Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
From never-used equipment to specialized machinery, Purple Wave Auction connects local sellers with buyers nationwide. Right now, we've got an unused 2022 Brandt 1120 XT grain cart still on the dealer lot and a Satake Evo IR400 pecan color sorter selling in the June 26th Ag Auction. Whether you're upgrading equipment or looking for that perfect specialized machine, Purple Wave has it all. Visit purplewave.com to bid in our no-reserve online auctions. Purple Wave, local experts, national results.
Maximize your equipment potential with the ultimate upgrade from Titan and Goodyear Farm Tires. Titan's LSW technology is a simple bolt-on solution that provides track-like performance in a super single tire without the headache of drag systems. American-made LSW tires improve fuel economy, traction in the field, all while reducing soil compaction and power hop. Visit Titan-intl.com to chat with real tire experts about how Titan and Goodyear Farm Tires are your ultimate upgrade for your best performance in the field.
As veterans,
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
You look like maybe you got a little sun, buddy.
Oh, I think
were
I
you outside
did.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
I was outside doing the yard work.
Uh-huh.
Doing a little bit of fun, too. I'll admit it.
You got to have a little fun. You mix it in there a little bit.
Fantastic. Good times. It's summer is back. Summer
feels good.
That's good.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. All right. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Let's bring in Greg Peterson, Machinery. Pete, how you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you doing this morning?
Doing just fine. Just fine. A beautiful day in southern Minnesota, isn't it?
Hey, sun is shining, light breeze. It's it's good to be alive.
Yeah, it's that filtered sun, though, huh?
A little bit of smoke, yes. Our friends up to the north sending us some vestiges of, yes, tough stuff up there. But, yeah, it's not as bad as it was. Was that two summers ago? It was so smoky.
Yeah. It was two summers ago, and it's not going away anytime soon, though.
No, it does appear to be. I know there was one day, two summers ago, I was out all day here in Rochester and felt fine, but came home and my wife was like, "Oh my God, what happened to your eyes? Were you drinking all day?" And I was like, "Oh no, they're just looked in the mirror and I was like, wow, bloodshot." But yeah, hopefully it won't get quite that bad.
Well, at least now we know the Machinery Pete's got to tell. He's got to tell him when he's been drinking all day.
I was not drinking that day. No. Some days, yes. Not that day.
Too much fun. Too much fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to it. Take us down to Oklahoma for the pick of the week.
Yeah, we had a bunch of good sales in Oklahoma last week. Pick of the week, let's go last Wednesday in Wacomas, Oklahoma, sale by Wiggins Auctioneers and Realty. A swather set a record auction price. It was hardly any hours on it. It was a 2019 Case IH WD-2104, 330 hours, one owner. I believe the owner bought it a couple years after it came out. And it brought $128,100. And again, I think here the price of a new one has probably made that pretty attractive.
Right.
Previous high auction price I'd seen on a WD-2104 was $107,200. That was all the way back 8 years ago on a March 1st, 2017 sale in Sulphur Springs, Texas. So that was a strong one. Very good line of equipment. They had a 21 KSH Maxim 150 with a loader, 700 hours, brought $123,900. Had a nice pickup, a 24 GMC Sierra 3500 HD with the Butler spike bed, 11,347 miles. That did $51,450.
Ooh.
Then how about a couple of Vermeer hay items? Vermeer 605N Select Round Baler, low bales, brought $39,900. I think that was the ninth highest I've ever seen at auction. And then a Vermeer R2800 rake came in at $25,725. That's the sixth highest on that particular model, the R2800. One more I'll leave you with, a hay van round bale hay trailer sold for $23,100. So they had some nice hay equipment down there in Oklahoma last Wednesday.
Yeah, it sounds like nice low-houred.
Low usage. You know, not every retirement sale is like that. And sometimes when you see this low-houred stuff, people say, well, that can't be right. And that's, you know, we all move through life different. Different pace, and sometimes people buy new stuff, might be for tax reasons, who knows, and then they kind of drift out the last couple of years and don't use it that much, knowing, I think, that when they do have their retirement sale, that the lower-houred stuff obviously holds its value tremendously.
Yeah, exactly. There's some pre-planning in a retirement sale like that is what it looks like to me. You know, right. I saw your report on that Case IH swather. I'll bet if anybody in the country was looking for a swather, you know that they were tuned in to see what that thing was going to bring.
Well, I think so. And Wiggins Auctioneers and Realty, very, you know, great auction company. We have tons of great auctioneer friends around the country, but they did a lot of great promotion on that sale. So I know we threw a word out on it leading up to the sale. And I think that pulls in, I know it does. It pulls in eyeballs from all over the place, which is what you want, you know, whether it's the swather or the baler or that hay trailer. Somebody sitting out there in Wyoming and goes, hey, look at that thing in Oklahoma. That's just what I want. So click the button and bring it home to Wyoming.
Right. Yeah. Okay. A couple of other auctions down in Oklahoma that you wanted to mention. Let's get to those.
Yeah, a couple others. So another one last Wednesday, our friends at Big Iron and Sullivan's had a sale, retirement auction for Max Hulling within their weekly online sale. A couple items of note, he had a 2012 John Deere 8360R. Now, it had 8,079 hours on it and brought $106,250. So a lot of times, Chip, we talk about low-houred stuff that I highlight, but this was really clean stuff. Now, 8,000 hours, that 106 and a quarter, when you go into machinerypete.com into the auction prices and use our filters, and I did that just before we hopped on the radio here this morning, and I said, show me the highest auction prices on 8360Rs over 8,000 hours. Mm-hmm. It's this one by a mile, 106 and a quarter. The previous high was 75 and a quarter.
Again,
even though a bit higher hours, you know, Max obviously took tremendous care of his equipment. He also had a 16 model John Deere S670 combine, 2,806 engine hours, went for 80,750, and a 17 model R4038 sprayer, 2,301 hours for 116.5. So whether it's low hours or higher hours, I mean, take great care of your stuff, folks. It pays off when it comes time to sell it.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned the combine in there, and we've been trying to figure out the trends that are happening in this market. Greg, are you noticing anything? Are the numbers telling you anything?
Yeah, I would say a couple things. I think we've talked about it before, but I'll just say it again. It's becoming more clear. The used combine market's basically a year to year and a half ahead of the used high horse tractor market. And what I mean by that is the adjustment downward in value started earlier with combines. I started to see it December of 22, when the market was still, that was actually kind of the top of the market, December of 22, but we were starting to see combines get a little softer then. And all through 23, they adjusted. So, for example, right now, we have this thing we call our machine repeat ratio. You've heard me talk about it. It's pretty simple. It's just the average auction price on an item divided by the average dealer ad price, which I've also been tracking for 26 years now. So on a combine, let's take a John Deere S780. Average auction price right now is $257,871. Current average dealer ad price is up over almost $433,000. So when you do the math, the machine repeat ratio is 59.6%. Now that's down to where I saw combines a decade ago in the last downturn from late 13, 14, 15. And by the way, the normal machine repeat ratio is 71% to 76%.
Right.
So basically, something sells at auction for three quarters of what a dealer asks. Now, if you go tractors, it's different. John Deere 8R410 right now, average auction price $345,788. Average dealer ad price $454,306. Machine repeat ratio is 76.1%. So again, okay, it's higher. Same with an 8R340, machine repeat ratio is 75.5%. Now, they are dropping, and to me, the key question will be, now we just passed June 1st, and that's the buoy in the water for me. It's always like when dealers kind of take a collective breath, their customers, you get the seed in the ground, mm-hmm, 5 months in the books, and you go, okay, how are we sitting on our used inventory? What are our plans for the rest of the summer, fall to work this down? Last year, we saw an avalanche dealers pushing stuff into the used auction market. This year, I don't know if we'll see as big. I don't think so, but there's going to be a lot. So, again, tractors have a little more room to adjust downward, I think.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that makes sense to me. And it's going to come down to that inventory management, like you said, and exactly how they're going to try to control that inventory out there. Okay. What do you see coming up?
A couple sales to highlight. One tomorrow, good folks at DPA Auctions. Check it out, folks, dpaauctions.com. Their online auction. They have a 24 model Case TV620B skid steer. It's a demo unit. It's from Wyoming. It's only got 15.6 hours on it. So if you're looking for a good large skid steer there, 24 model versus what you'd have to pay new for it, that's going to be a good unit. And then a little farther down the road, but June 21st in Merrill, Iowa, a Zomer Company Realty and Auction have just a fantastic farm retirement auction for Joe and Diana Rota. I'm not sure. Forgive me, Joe and Diana, if I'm mispronouncing that, but nice stuff, folks. They have a 20 model KSH Magnum 340, 446 hours, 21 model Magnum 310, 429 hours. 13 model Magnum 315, 1,705 hours. 2019 KSH 7250 combine, 1,178 engine hours. They do have one John Deere tractor in there, 94 7,700 mechanical front, just over 4,000 hour second owner. So again, that's this sale's June 21st, Saturday. Well, actually, I think I might have that date wrong. It might be the 26th. But in any case, folks, check out Zomer Company website, zomercompany.com. You'll get all the info on that great auction.
All right. All right. Good stuff, Greg, as always. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a good week, guys.
All right. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Coming up next, we're going to get more perspective on the Maha Commission report. We've got Ambassador Kip Tom up next.
From never used equipment to specialized machinery, Purple Wave Auction connects local sellers with buyers nationwide. Right now, we've got an unused 2022 Brandt 1120 XT grain cart still on the dealer lot and a Satake Evo IR400 pecan color sorter selling in the June 26th Ag Auction. Whether you're upgrading equipment or looking for that perfect specialized machine, Purple Wave has it all. Visit purplewave.com to bid in our no reserve online auctions. Purple Wave, local experts, national results.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 4 to 1913, July up 23 to 1977. August up 19 to 1971, September up 7 at 1950. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher due to higher cash cattle prices, strong beef demand, and other strong fundamentals helping to support the markets. Hog markets also moving mostly higher after the big gains from last week. The trade is still moving the contracts higher due to that strong pork demand. June live cattle up $1.12 to $216.60. August feeder cattle up $3.12 to $301.95. And July hogs up 12 cents to $105.05. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are moving up mostly lower. Concerns that the U.S. and Chinese trade talks are beginning to stall. And also positive weather to help corn and soybean development, pressuring corn and beans. Now, wheat markets higher due to an escalation of the conflict between Ukraine and Russia over the weekend. Also, some concerns that there could be some disease issues for winter wheat due to the wet weather, all helping to support wheat markets. July corn down 3.25 to 4.40¾. New crop down 1 to 4.37½. July beans down 6.25 to 10.35½. New crop down 8.25 to 10.18½. July wheat up 6.25.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you were with us on this Monday morning, and joining us right now, I'm going to get right to it, is former U.S. Ambassador to the UNFAO and Indiana farmer Kip Thom. Ambassador Thom, good morning. It's great to talk with you again.
Good morning. And I'm next to a soybean field, but we're not quite this mature yet.
not quite there yet, are we? Oh, my goodness. Real quick, you guys have had a tough season over there, tough planting season, haven't you?
Hey, not actually us. I'll tell you what. I've been farming 51 years. It's hard to believe anyone can farm that long, but I've been at 51 years, and there's a lot of other farmers have done it many years like that as well. But we've had a great season. We got started about the middle of April, and by the first few days of May, we were done with commercial corn and soybeans, and we're just finishing up on seed corn. But that's because of detassing and things like that. But it's been phenomenal where we're at.
Oh, good, good. Everything looking good?
Everything's looking good. We did have some low-lying fields that, we're worried about some frost potential the last few nights here, but we got past that okay without any problems. But crops growing well, good stands, and we look great.
Good
but
for you.
We have to go about 50 miles south of us, and it's a different story.
Yep, yep. But you're in a position where you can give it everything she's got now to grow that crop. Good for you. That's great to hear. Straight talk about the Make America Healthy Again movement. That was the title of an op-ed that you penned last week. And the Maha Commission released its report about 10 days ago, and it's generated all kinds of negative reactions from the farm groups. From your perspective, Ambassador Thom, what's the most concerning thing about the report?
Well, let's start out with this. Let's break down the Maha initiatives into two different areas. One would be probably on our food system, meaning the products that the consumer buys at the grocery store or farmer's market, wherever it may be. And then there's the other side of it, and it's what we deal with in production agriculture. Mm-hmm. So I would say this, there's no question. I think we all want to make America healthy again. I mean, all you have to do is travel around a little bit around the world, and you can see where we've got a lot of obesity going on here. In fact, it's actually a bigger issue than hunger here in the United States right now. So let's see what we can do to improve diets. But again, some of this comes back to consumer choices. We can do everything right we want to do in production agriculture and at the food company. But if the consumer isn't making the right choice at the grocery store, what they take home to their children and their family to have for dinner tonight, you're going to have adverse impacts from that. So, and part of this is also attributed to lifestyle choices and activity. How busy are people? It's keeping their body active. So I think there's a lot of things we got to focus on there. But when we come over to the production side of agriculture, that's what's really being questioned right now. And in particular, they've nailed in on glyphosate, glyphosinate possibly, and Atrex right now. And Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith just about a week ago, a little over 2 weeks ago, I guess it is now, questioned Secretary Kennedy and said, are you going to name out specific active ingredients in this report? She had information coming to her, said that they were going to identify several different active ingredients. And he said, no, you've got bad information. That won't be in the report. Well, sure enough, it was. And there's no question. They're targeting some of the safest products that we use on the farm today, particularly glyphosate. And it's a major tool used by more farmers in the United States than any other. I don't need to preach to this crowd that's listening to this radio show here, this TV show, of the benefits of glyphosate and what's done to help us use more no-till, reduce runoff in our lakes, streams, rivers, and creeks, wildlife habitat, all that. It's done a lot for us. But let's first understand safety. I mean, these products are reviewed by the EPA, they're studied, they're strictly regulated, and they're vetted by food, health, and environmental scientists here in the United States, and have for nearly 50 years in the case of glyphosate. And it's approved by European Union. So safety is number one. We need to stick to the gold standard, and that's the EPA, to understand what products we need to be using on our farms.
Okay. All right. You mentioned a Maha Institute political lobby group. What is that?
Well, there's a number of groups that are you know, within Maha that are lobbying, and then there's those of us on the other side that are trying to tell a story about agriculture and the good work done by the EPA as the gold standard and making sure that we have the right products to use. So there are different lobbying groups out there, but I think we saw something certainly this past week here, and that was finally agriculture, trade groups, Farm Bureau, and others got engaged in this conversation. And I think the secretary needs to hear that, Secretary of Agriculture. I think she wants to know, where do we stand as an industry on this? And I don't think we've been vocal enough. So now is a time for us as an industry to make our point of view heard by the Secretary of to the Secretary of Agriculture and Lee Zeldin over at the EPA to let them know why we need these products and offer solutions. What are we doing on the farm today to make sure we have access to these products and we use them safely?
Okay. All right. You know, at one point, Ambassador Tom, President Trump said that he would let RFK Jr. run, but then he would rein him in. Was there much reining in on this report, or do you think this went as far as RFK Jr. wanted to go?
You know, I don't think I can judge and say where I think President Trump is going to go on reining somebody in his administration. We'll have to just see when and if that occurs. But I know the agriculture and rural American vote was important to the president, carrying 433 out of 444 counties across the United States that are agriculturally zoned areas. So he knows the importance of agriculture. And the Secretary of Agriculture said she does not intend to see any of the tools taken away from us that we use today to make sure we have a productive U.S. agricultural system.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like in this, as this report was being put together, Secretary Rollins was the farmer in the room. Farm groups tried to be part of the conversation, but were shut out. Now, let's talk about going forward. We got another report from the Maha Commission coming in August, and that's going to be with the proposals. Farm groups have got to be part of this conversation, don't they?
Absolutely. And whether you do it directly with the secretary or through media sources, this is a time for our industry to coalesce together and make sure that we are heard. Now, I don't think we're going to get on the commission. The commission is made up by select individuals that have already been established. But at the same time, our voice can be heard. And this is time for us to come together, because I've seen some draft agenda items in terms of some bills that would like to be proposed to rein us in on our use of crop care products that would be very restrictive, would hurt our ag economy, would hurt consumers, and would be inflationary or food costs. So it's important we get involved and involved now, because August 12th is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What is the motivation here? I mean, if it was just to make America healthy again, then I don't think that they would have really, that commission report was pulling on the morals of everyone out there by tying it to children's health. What's the motivation here?
You know, my own thought is this. I mean, we've seen a lot of tort action occur over the past number of years here against our crop care producers in this country and those that bring products to our country. I've got to believe that could be a part of this as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to believe that people have good intent to make sure we have a healthy and nutritious and affordable food system, but the direction they're going here makes me believe that there are other alternatives that are beyond what we're talking about here. But let's face it, this is a movement. It's gotten large and it's growing in size daily. If we don't get in front of it, I'm a fearful for what agriculture will look like going forward in the future.
Yeah. And it is being promoted by some very popular wellness personalities that really don't care too much about the science behind it, do they?
No, they don't. And, you know, we're inviting some of those people to the farm. We've invited RFK to the farm. He has agreed to come to the farm. So is Secretary Rollins. We may even have Administrator Zeldin come to the farm as well. But I think it doesn't matter whether it's our farm or where it's at. But I think we need to showcase what we're doing in agriculture to reduce our exposure to anything in terms of pesticides, but at the same time, make sure that our productivity is high and make sure our food is safe for our consumers. Hey, I've used Roundup or glyphosate for 51 years now. My children mix it today. We live on the farms around the fields that are applied with pesticides. We want it as safe as anybody else does. We eat the produce off of our farms. So that goes on across rural America, across the country. And I think it's not talked about enough. If there's anyone that's got a stake in this that really needs to be engaged in the conversation, it's the farmer.
Okay. All right. What do you want? We've only got 30 seconds. What do you want them to do, Kip? Do you want them to reach out to Secretary Rollins? Farmers, I think.
Farmers should reach out to Secretary Rollins, USDA. They need to reach out to any of their commodity organizations they're engaged with. Get a hold of your congressman. Make sure that you're putting them on notice and make sure that we have to have a system that allows us to produce food, fiber, and energy the way we do today, safely, affordably, and make sure we can feed the United States of America and our consumers around the world.
Ambassador Tom, you're very generous with your time. Thank you so much. Be safe out there the rest of the spring and into the growing season, okay?
Take care, Chip. Good talking to you today.
Good to talk with you as well. That is former Ambassador Kip Thom and Indiana farmer, of course. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up this morning's AgriTalk.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tyler Harp, Syngenta, technical product lead for row crop fungicides. Tyler, let's talk about investing. Commodity prices are down, and that means that some growers are thinking about cutting their crop inputs. What advice have you got for those that are thinking about that?
Well, it is true that prices are down, and you know the natural inclination is to spend less. However, are you in the business of saving money, or are you in the business of making money? And we know actually that you really do need to invest in these very important inputs that are going to maximize your yield potential and ensure that you get the most out of your farm. You know, if you think about the stock market, what we find is that it's better just to stay invested. It's better than trying to time the market or, you know, call the tops and sell out of the bottoms. It's overall, you're better just staying invested. And that's what our data shows. When you use, you know, good crop protection inputs on your farm and staying invested, you're going to be better in the 3 to 5 year period and the longer term.
What's an input that you recommend investing in?
We're talking about fungicides that give not only potent, long-lasting pest control, but also unprecedented stress mitigation. And so that allows your crop to be healthier and preserve yield in the presence of both biotic stress, which is caused from diseases, or abiotic stress, which is caused from environmental stresses like heat or drought.
You know, it's like they say, right? You can't spell ROI without any EO. Is that right?
When we compare head-to-head against other premium fungicides, we find that we out-yield them 75% of the time on an average of about 4 bushels per acre. And that's partly because of that unprecedented stress mitigation potential in addition to the really good fungicide activity.
Excellent. Tyler, where can listeners go for more information about Miravis Neo?
Well, you can talk to your local Syngenta retailer or your local sales rep. And additionally, there's a lot of information online. You can go to SyngentaUS.com/MiravisNeo.
Excellent, Tyler. Thank you. That is Tyler Harp, Syngenta Technical Product Lead for Row Crop Fungicides.
Farmers know the land, every hill, every valley. You know what works and what you need to keep your farm running and your equipment humming. You also understand the need for affordable electricity that you can rely on. A modern, reliable power grid is the backbone of our nation's energy. But it's time to give farmers a seat at the table as the nation discusses transmission build-out. Let's build a grid that works as hard as you do. Support thoughtful transmission build-out, power your farm, and power America. Learn more about how we can power rural America at empoweruralamerica.com.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Well, welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here on a Monday morning. We're just getting warmed up here, Chip.
Yes.
And already the guests have brought the good stuff. Like,
right from the top. Absolutely.
Talking to Brett Waltz from BAMWX, fans of GDUs may be disappointed with a few weeks in June. Chip, we've got...
I'd call it the first half.
The first half, okay. Yeah. And at the same time, we're dealing with that wildfire smoke.
Yeah. Remember, when it was out there a couple of years ago,
yeah.
We asked a lot of questions about what did that do to the ability of that corn and soybean crop to make yield, mm-hmm. and we never got a real good answer because there were some that said, hey, anytime that you're losing energy from the sun, that is a negative mm-hmm. on the yield potential. Others said, what does a plant eat? A plant eats carbon. And there was a lot of carbon available to that corn and soybean crop from all the smoke. Every time it rained, it brings some carbon down.
Yeah.
And I can definitely understand the offsets there mm-hmm. that you're gaining benefits and on one side, but maybe losing it on the other.
I'm the type of guy, if I'm gonna plant something in the dirt, mm-hmm. I want it to pop up. I want it to be ready to go. I want a good, nice, robust start. I want the first couple weeks of this plant's life to be really great.
Yep.
What about the timing of this, Chip? What do you make of it at this point in the growing season?
The crop is making progress. Last week when we talked about this, I said, let's get to June 10th and then do an evaluation of it.
Yeah.
And right now it feels like the crop it's maybe a bit behind on average. On average, there are some areas that are well ahead of where they would normally be at this time, but there are other spots You know, they're replanting like a son of a gun up in South Dakota and North Dakota and parts of Minnesota right now, just because it got so cold. Yeah. And the crop didn't do much. Well, and other spots, there are beans that were planted, you know, late April.
Yeah.
Very early May that have basically just cracked through the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So those, even though they were planted early, they may not be getting the full benefit of that full growing season like the guys are shooting right. for right. on those earliest planted beans.
Huh. Okay. All right. Let's move on to Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Chip, sometimes I ask you to do like a marketing 101 type of thing. What does this mean? There are people, non-farming folk, who are listening to the show. What's a swather? A lot of talk about swathers with Machinery Pete today. What's a swather? I haven't swathed in years.
A swather is a unit that rolls out there and cuts hay
okay.
and leaves it in a swath behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in prep for either chopping
uh-huh.
or baling.
All right.
Depending on the moisture level that you decide to leave that forage at.
An important piece of equipment there. Does swather demand tell us anything about the mindset of what's going on, perhaps down in Oklahoma area?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
For the livestock guys, it certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we, you know, obviously when we're talking forage, we're talking cattle, whether it be beef or dairy. And I think in both cases, the demand for that kind of a piece of equipment is going to be pretty good going forward.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. All right, we got to get on to Ambassador Tom here as well. Indiana farmer, obesity a bigger problem than hunger in the United States right now, and yet, and I've maintained this as well, Chip, we have choices. There's lots of aisles in my grocery store. Consumer choice still has its say in human health, no matter what.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's absolutely the case. There's no doubt about it. And from a production agriculture point of view, that I think is where the biggest concerns are for agriculture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not only has this chemistry that's available to us out here made what farmers do safer, it has improved the environmental stewardship because we're not using steel to weed the fields.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are using chemistry, and it has driven technology. It has driven plant technology with the herbicide resistant or tolerant traits that have been bred into the corn. And now it's into the equipment technology with the See and Spray and mm-hmm. other technology that's available out there. So it's very much the backbone, I guess.
Okay.
It's very much a driving force in mm-hmm. modern agriculture. And
sure.
it is, and modern agriculture is as efficient, if not more efficient, and as safe and as healthy as it has ever been. So the risk is that this movement may take us backwards. And we can talk more about those risks in the future, but I don't think anybody really wants to go backwards at this point.
No, not at all. Ambassador Tom says if you want to be vocal on MAHA, farmers ought to be vocal. Get in touch with your representatives.
Yep, get in touch with your lawmakers, send a note to Secretary Rollins, to Administrator Zeldin. Send them wherever you think the opinion needs to be heard. Send it on out there.
Good.
All right, hey, thank you so much for listening this morning. We got the week started. We're going to keep it going this afternoon. Conversation with Matt Campbell from StoneX Group. And tomorrow morning, Jim Mintert with details of the latest Ag Economy Barometer.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN.